Under Juba's baking sun, some South Sudanese women are trying to make ends meet by selling vegetables so they can buy maize flour to feed their children at day's end. The main topic of conversation, South Sudan's soaring prices. Jacqueline Kumsiano says the high cost of living has caused women in particular to suffer.
Women are suffering a lot. Men have run away in some families. Only women are the ones carrying the burden to feed the family. Only that a survivor in the families is not checked from family to family. There are some women who are bearing a lot more than my situation.
Another Juba resident, Rose Kiri, a mother of three, sells okra on a small table in the market in hopes of buying food for her family. Kiri says she spends most of the day trying to find a little money to feed her children.
I wake up early in the morning at 5 a.m. to come here only to return home at 6 p.m. in the evening with a lot of body pain. I swallow some painkillers in order to find sleep. What we are doing here is just to make sure our children have something to eat.
Kiri says the government has forgotten its civil population amidst rising food prices. She says the government has turned a deaf ear to the outcry of South Sudanese.
Even if you talk, there is no implementation. I want them to come to ask about the prices in the market. Does the government really monitor what is happening in the market and how people feel? They don't monitor the market. They are all happy. Their children are happy. Their children are studying. Their children are eating well, and they are not thinking about the people. They only thinking about themselves.
South Sudan Minister for Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Aya Benjamin Warile, acknowledges the suffering of women, saying the effects of COVID-19, coupled with climate change, have made the situation even worse for mothers. Warile says the good news is the Ministry of Gender is implementing some livelihood projects with international partners to help women.
We work with partners on different projects, livelihood projects, where women are supported with some capital and also training, helping them connect to markets. As we do that, we have also a bigger picture. We are looking ahead to make sure that economic empowerment of women is implemented as agreed in the R-Access.
The 2018 peace agreement calls for the establishment of the Women Enterprise Fund aimed at empowering South Sudanese women economically. Warile says her ministry is working hard and drafting a bill to present before the Council of Ministers, which will then be presented in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly to ensure that funding for women is included in next year's fiscal budget. The gender minister also says the World Bank and the African Development Bank have women economic empowerment programs for South Sudanese women that have yet to be implemented. Aya encourages women to network and share any opportunity that comes their way.
Keep networking, because that's how you get to information. Don't keep to yourself. So keep networking with others. When the time comes, you'll get to know that these resources are available, so that you can also access it. It's going to be open. It doesn't matter your level of education. So long as you're doing something, we'll get support.
As they wait for those programs to materialize, Kiri and Kumsiano are calling on the government to control the rising exchange rate of the dollar. This week, the dollar is exchanging for 870 South Sudanese pounds in the black market compared to 830 SSP 2 weeks ago. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.